Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's talk a little bit about Connecticut. We talked with Bob Stefanowski earlier about, you know, how to manage the budget and with the surplus, and he has his own opinions on the state of affairs in Connecticut. But, you know, as it stands right now, there is a pretty massive surplus in the state of Connecticut. And just to sort of get some insight on the details of how it's being handled, we wanted to bring in Senator Henry Martin, the ranking Republican on the Finance Committee here in Connecticut. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm well. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's good to have you on. Just a little clarity. So, I want to have the numbers right. The surplus is going to be about $2.2 billion for this year, and it's projected to be about $1.7 for next?
Yeah, I think those are the sort of preliminary numbers that I've learned.
Okay. And so are we, I guess the first question is, are we managing, because it's an opportunity, right? It's an opportunity to put the state in a good financial footing for a while. Are we doing the right things?
It's a great point. Are we doing the right thing? I think, you know, we've had, our fiscal house has been in dire straits for years, decades. I've been a legislator, I'm starting my eighth year. I can't remember when we haven't dealt with a deficit.
Right.
Now, because of COVID, we've got this influx of federal money that's come, you know, sort of as a gift. And the question is, what are we going to do with it? How best can we use those funds? As a result of those federal funds, you know, we've got an increase in revenues across the board, the sales tax, withholding tax, corporation tax, and the projections that we've seen is allowing us to have this surplus. So what do we do with it? I'm in the camp of, we've taken and we've paid down on our unfunded liability which is the elephant in the room, so to speak,
right,
as what's holding us down from jump-starting or having a good growth here in our economic growth, that is, here in the state of Connecticut, which we've been shackled for years because of this debt that we've incurred. It's a legacy cost, right, liability. It's nothing that we haven't done to ourselves, currently. The legislature, it's not the legislature that, current legislatures, it's past
right
decisions that have been made not to fund this. So now, but we're left with the responsibility of having to address it. Now, in my opinion, is the time to address this. We've paid down on it. We've been saving, $60, $70 million a year because we've paid down on that unfunded liability. And I think we need to continue doing that.
So, I mean, it's about what? I think like a $40 billion hole. Is that roughly what it is in terms of the pension unfunded liability? Is that about right?
Well, collectively, we're talking about the teachers and the teachers' retirement as well as the state employees. It's about $41 billion that's unfunded. And we also have the portion that we still have to make contributions to of the funded portion, which is about $33 billion. And don't forget, we also have bond debtedness.
Right.
That we also have to pay for, which is about $23 billion.
And so we put about $1 billion down. Every billion you put down, obviously you save money on the servicing of the debt or whatever you need to borrow to help fund the obligations. My question is, in terms of, if the one thing people ask me is, like, if you took out the federal money, where would we be? Would there still be a surplus of some kind?
It's a great question, Brian. So when prior to COVID, we had projected deficits of, it was a $3 billion deficit.
For one year?
For the combined two years.
Gotcha, okay.
$3 billion. We used the first year when we put this budget together, the federal funds that came in because of COVID, $1.7 billion of those funds were because of the federal stimulus funds. In order to balance our budget. Now, we did some other things as well, such as we delayed some scheduled tax cuts, some revenue diversion, and then the marijuana bill got passed, so there was monies that were allocated towards balancing the budget from those revenues. So with that said, because of the increase in the taxes, the withholding tax, the sales tax, and we are now projecting a deficit of like $400 million in year 2024. So it went from like $1 billion, right, or $1.5 billion, and now it's down to about $400 million.
Got it. That's good. The good clarity on that, and so I mean, the opportunity is here. So you are a firm believer we should take a bulk of this surplus and pay down the pension liabilities that we have.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we continue to stay steady with that plan. Continue to put our fiscal house in order. We'll reap those benefits down the road.
Right.
I'm all for, you know, that 80. We save for every billion. We save maybe. In the next year, we save like $87 million, right? We have been using it in the general fund to offset some of the expenditures. I'm for, let's take that money, even though it's little, but it is a savings. Let's just let's continue to pay down on our unfunded liability.
Because over a decade, that's, you know, you're talking close to, if you continue to consistently pay it down, it could be another $1 billion. So that obviously, that makes, it's like reinvesting dividends, right? I mean, that's essentially what you're doing with that. Listen, we're out of time. It's good to make your acquaintance, Senator Martin, and it's good for our listeners to have some clarity on the financial side of it and what you on that committee are favoring. So thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, have a good day. You too. State Senator Henry Martin, ranking Republican on the Finance Committee.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.